It's all because of the snow. We got another 30 centimeters of it yesterday. To find out what state our city streets are in this morning, we've reached Peter Nohammer once more. He's the Director of Transportation Services for the City of Toronto. Good morning.
Good morning, Andy.
You know the story of Sisyphus, the guy who kept pushing the rock up the hill and kept sliding down again.
Yeah.
That must be how you feel. We're right back where we started yesterday, aren't
we? Yeah, he was shaking his fist at that hill, wasn't he? Yeah.
So how are we looking this morning, Peter?
Well, you're right. It's much like a repeat performance of yesterday. I think, you know, we had about 10 to 15 centimeters of additional snow late last night and then finishing up in the early morning hours. We were out with our plows on the main roads about 9 o'clock last night trying to clean up the main streets, and we were finishing up early morning, and we had our salters out. So the main roads was our first target to try and get that those routes in shape for the morning commute. We also were out on the local roads in many areas starting late last night, but continuing on through the day, and in other parts of the city we'll be plowing again the local roads today as we did yesterday. We hope to have some of those many of the local roads done sometime afternoon and completed sometime later this afternoon.
And the areas around bus shelters and smaller streets and so forth, when do you expect those to be cleared?
Yeah, we kind of have crews working simultaneously on a number of different fronts, but after we've done the main roads and we start breaking open those high windrows on the main roads so that the buses can, the passengers can access the buses and get off the buses. So we'll be addressing the bus stops and the crosswalk locations, breaking open those windrows, and the sidewalks as well. We'll be clearing the sidewalks with our machines, more in the suburban areas of the city, we started about 3 or 4 in the morning, and they'll run through the day today to clear up the sidewalks.
And for our next guest, the bike lanes, of course.
And, of course, the bike lanes. I was talking with Councillor Adrian Heaps yesterday about that, making sure that we're diligent in where there are designated bike lanes to clear the snow right to the curb. Of course, when our sidewalk equipment comes along to clear the sidewalks, it's challenging because there's precious little place to put the snow, so yep. Some of it winds up coming back out onto the roadway, but you know, we're always trying to do a better job, so we recognize there's some areas for improvement, and we're certainly going to try and do that for the pedestrians and the cyclists.
Councillor Heaps will be joining us in just a few moments. Thanks so much for talking to us, Peter.
Okay, you're welcome, Andy.
Peter Nohammer, who's in charge of getting rid of the snow underfoot and under wheels. Now, it might seem to you that anybody who tries to bike in this kind of weather is a few gears short of a derailleur, but the man we're about to speak to, Martin Reese, cycling activist, photographer, loves the city, loves biking through the city in all weathers, and that's exactly what he's doing this morning. You would hope to be actually at our table this morning, but things are moving a little slowly on two wheels, Martin, are they?
Yeah, you can say so, Andy. It's a little slippery out there, a bit more than I thought. I had to use the snowbanks a couple of times to have a little respite from trying to get down to the studio, and I apologize for not making it on time, but I've made it as far as I'm getting there, but I'm not really that close. So essentially, yes, despite the great efforts from the city to plow the roads, and which the cyclists greatly appreciate, it's a little slippery this morning, yes.
Yeah, I would wonder whether or not cycling on a day like today is about transportation or about an extreme sport, you know, like mountain biking down the side of a mountain.
Yeah, very much so. I think it takes a very dedicated person to ride on a day like today, but it's certainly possible. The equipment is there. You can certainly dress for it. And as long as you're given some space on the road, you're fine. You just take your time. And you're obviously, in my case, you have to leave the house quite early to get to places, because you never know what you end up with. I think the main problem is that with the roads covered with snow, and I'm looking at it right now here, sometimes you can't see what's underneath, so you have to go a bit slower.
Goofy question, perhaps, but can you buy snow tires for a bike?
Yeah, you can, actually. Mountain Equipment Co-op sells some very nice tires, a couple of different models for mountain bikes and for road bikes, and they have studs on them. And those ones are really terrific in terms of making sure that you don't wipe out on a piece of ice, which is pretty much your biggest enemy in snow. Otherwise, as long as the wheel's pointing forward, you're fine.
I would think your second biggest enemy, not necessarily that they intend to do you harm, are drivers. They must have very little patience when they already have so little room of their own on the roads to make room for you.
Yeah, I can certainly attest to that. I've seen that many times, and it's happened to me many times as well, where drivers were basically rolling down the window and said, "What the hell are you doing on the road?" And And I tend to look at them and look at the lack of snow tires and say, well, I could ask you the same thing, but, you know, we're both here, let's share the road, and I'll go slow, you go slow, and we'll be fine, and you have to give yourself time, right? But in the end, everybody just needs to go from place A to place B, and there's a lot of cooperation that has to go on, and a lot of times that happens. So a lot of drivers are really good in giving you space. Other ones, not so patient, but that's normal.
I have to wonder, finally, whether you not only get grief from drivers but other riders. Kevin Sylvester, my colleague, who's a very keen bike rider, would never dream of getting onto a bike in this kind of weather. There must be very few other road warriors on bikes when you're out.
Well, Andy, it depends. I mean, the courier community, the bike messenger guys are out there every day, and they seem to do well. There's a lot of people that just depend on their bike. I mean, they get up in the morning, and they pick up the bike, and that's how they go. And really, it's, you know, we've had some really big snowstorms in the last week or so, but generally it's a lot better in Toronto, and it's just fine for biking. Of course, you know, we'd love to have a bike lanes plowed, and it seems to be happening for the first time ever this year, so we're all looking forward to that. I know a lot of cyclists I talked to yesterday are really keen on biking all year.
Councillor Heaps is on the phone to address himself to that question. Thanks so much, and happy traveling, Martin.
Thank you very much.
Adrian Heaps is on the line. He's chair of the Toronto Cycling Committee. Good morning, Councillor.
Morning, Andy.
So we just heard from Peter Nohammer that this year, and we got that from Martin as well, this year seems to have made a difference in terms of keeping bike lanes clear.
Well, I think, you know, we've been trying to address the problem on an ad hoc basis. As Mr. Nohammer alluded to, what happens is the sidewalks get cleared, and then that snow gets pushed onto the bike lane network on the major arteries. So what we're trying to do is put together a concerted plan, at least in place, hopefully, for the latter part of this year, but certainly in place for next year, where we look at snow removal on bike lanes, which has been the big challenge.
Is it fair when we are dealing with the needs of pedestrians and drivers, and that includes, by the way, commercial drivers, it's not just some guy in a car, it's a truck trying to deliver the goods. Is it fair to rank bicycle riders at the bottom of that list in terms of how we accommodate them in this kind of weather anyway?
No, it's not. And this is just kind of part of the, you know, the culture of North American cities. They've been built around the car, not around pedestrians and bicycles traditionally. So we're doing a lot of kind of retroactive work and trying to change the mindset of people that if it's a public thoroughfare and we can safely accommodate bicycles and you know, pedestrians on that thoroughfare.
But when the thoroughfare is thoroughly filled with snow.
Yes.
I mean, and even Martin just admitted to us that he's one of relatively few cyclists out there these days. Is it reasonable to just expect people with bikes to stay home until the job is done?
Well, certainly, you know, certain days that you don't drive your car either because of extreme conditions. And
right.
I would, you know, say that on certain days you shouldn't take your bike out. So there's no law that says you must, you know, take your bike out 365 days a year. That's a personal choice. But you have to make a person. You also have to decide whether it's safe to go out on those days.
How are you getting to work this morning?
This morning I'm taking TTC.
Good for you. Smart move. Discretion is the better part of valor, right?
I think so.
Good talking to you.
Thanks very much, Andy.
Adrian Heaps is a city councillor and chair of the Toronto Cycling Committee. We'd like, of course, to hear from those of you who are cyclists, whether you envy Martin his ride to work this morning or whether you think he's nuts. You're welcome to take sides. 416-205-5807 if you have any additional concerns to add to the ones already expressed.